السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله with the fazal karam and ihsan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are gathered once again on a Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. And we know that in the next week the academic year will begin. Our children are now in that phase where they are preparing themselves to go back to school, to get back to madrasa. Certain children will be going from primary school to high school. So fikr is made from well in advance that now which high school is my child going to attend. Then there are those that have completed their matric and they are going to go into university, or they are going to go into the working field, whatever it may be. So fikr is made in these avenues for the simple reason that each one of us, we know fully well that in any field, if a person wishes to prosper, if a person wishes to be successful, then he has to have knowledge. If he doesn't have knowledge, then there is no way that he is going to prosper in that field. If a person doesn't have knowledge, he doesn't have the know-how. If a person doesn't know how to drive, give him the best of vehicle, he can't do anything with it because he doesn't know how to drive. In fact, if he doesn't have knowledge, then despite having the best tools, despite having everything at his or her disposal, the person sometimes will lead himself or herself to destruction. If you give a person medication, person has got a whole lot of medication, the best state-of-the-art medication from the best pharmaceutical companies, but if he doesn't know what medicine is for what, and if he starts utilizing those things, then it will be to his detriment. It can even be fatal. So knowledge is imperative. And this is why we will find that in every field, if a person is to go into any field, the first thing that is checked before the person is accepted in that field is what is your level of education in this field. If a person goes to any company, is looking for a job, the first thing they want to know is what is your level of education, how much of experience do you have in this field. Thereafter, they will see whether they can take the person on or not. So knowledge is extremely important. So just as we understand that in the dunya, to attain the dunya, to be successful in the dunya, to be able to earn a rozi, etc., knowledge is of utmost importance. In the same way, in our deen, knowledge is even more important. Ilm is even more important. And this is why we will find that if we take our different works of deen, the different works of deen, I'm talking about those that are authentic works of deen that are being run within the parameters of Sharia, then the emphasis in any work of deen is on ilm, is on knowledge. Sometime you will get a certain work of deen where they may give more preference to certain things over other things. But there is no work of deen where it will be said to the person that, look, you don't really have to acquire deeni knowledge, just do this or do that. Any work of deen you take, there is an emphasis that knowledge must be acquired. This is why also you will find that our muhaddithin, when they compiled ahadith kitabs on the different sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will find that if not the first chapter, then definitely the second or the third chapter will be on the fazilat of ilm. Some of them start off the kitab with the chapter on the fazilat of ilm, fazilat, virtue of knowledge, or they will start off on intention. They will start off on intention, and after intention they will go on to virtues of ilm, virtues of knowledge. You take khutbah kitabs, you take different kitabs, you will always find that the very first or within the first three chapters will be on the virtue of knowledge, the virtue of ilm. If we leave all the other kitabs and we come to the king of all kitabs, which is the Kalamullah, the Quran Sharif, the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then here too, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first verses that He sent down are the verses of Suratul, this Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, Suratul Alaq, that's the name of the surah. So the first verse of the surah is Iqra. The first word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving instruction, Iqra, that read. But this reading also must be how? Iqra bismi rabbik, read in the name of your Rabb. So a person cannot be reading novels and comic strips and say that he's reading in the name of Allah to acquire knowledge. That will be incorrect. Here, the emphasis is on acquiring deeni knowledge. I'm not saying that we cannot acquire dunyavi knowledge. If a person is learning maths, is learning science, is learning geography, or is learning some accounting or whatever it may be, nobody says he cannot acquire that knowledge. He is acquiring that knowledge, he will utilize it to earn a halal rozi, there is no problem with that. But the emphasis here in this surah is on acquiring deeni knowledge. Because the hukam was to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought that hukam to the ummah, and the only thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah was deen. So the emphasis here is on acquiring deeni knowledge. Ilm, the word ilm, the Arabic word ilm, when it is used in the ahadith in the Quran Sharif, then it is not referring to math, science and geography. It is referring to deeni knowledge. Ilm, the word ilm, knowledge, is referring primarily to deeni knowledge. As I said, the other knowledge is important to learn. Just as if a person wishes to travel, so it's important for him to learn what objects he can carry in his hand luggage and what he can't carry. There's also knowledge. He needs to learn it, otherwise he's going to find himself in a problem when he's going through the customs or when he's trying to board the aeroplane. He'll find himself in a problem. So just as that knowledge is important, then for a person to run a business, he also needs to have knowledge in that field. So whatever field the person is in, the doctor needs to have the medical knowledge, the teacher needs to have knowledge on how to educate the children, the engineer in whatever field he is, he needs to have that type of knowledge. But those types of knowledge is not the knowledge that the Hadith and the Quran Sharif is giving virtue to. The Hadith and the Quran Sharif is giving virtue to deeni knowledge, deeni education. That are the knowledge we have to learn. We have to learn so that we can pass our days in this dunya. But if a person doesn't have that knowledge, it's not like he's destined to hellfire. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all mankind, He never went to nursery school, he never go to grade 1, he never went to grade 12, he never attended university. But there is no person more knowledgeable than him. There is no person more knowledgeable than him. There is no person more successful than him. And there is no person held in greater esteem in the sight of Allah Rabbul Izzat than him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that knowledge, whether we get a degree, whether we get a doctorate, whatever we get, it's fine, it's good. It's something to be used, like how we need all other types of knowledge. But it's nothing to be proud of. It's nothing to feel like I got a chip on my shoulder. Or if my son became he got some doctorate, or my daughter got some doctorate, now that's something that gives me some pride and joy. Yes, we will be happy, alhamdulillah, the child got some qualification, Allah Pak make them use it in a way that is pleasing to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if they are using it in a way that is displeasing to Allah Pak and is taking them further away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then unfortunately there is nothing to be happy about. Yes, if our child has acquired dini knowledge, if that child has become a Hafizul Quran, and he is living his life according to the ahkam in the Quran Sharif, then that is something really to be happy about. Because this child, this son now is going to be the means of the parents being given esteem on the day of Qiyamah. This child is now going to be the means of so many people entering Jannat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's whole mission is that no person, no human being must go to Jahannam. Every person must go to Jannat. This was his cry from within him. Now imagine if Allah Pak is to use my son or your son to take 10 people who were destined for Jahannam and put them into Jannat, through the barakat of them acquiring the hifz, the memorization of the Quran Sharif. How happy Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to be with that ummati of his. That this ummati of mine took 10 people who were destined to go to Jahannam, and Allah Pak through his barakat put them into Jannat. So that is something to be really ecstatic about. The person becomes an alim. The person acquires the ilm where he is now termed as an alim. And if that person turns out to be our son, now how happy must the person be? So this ilm, this knowledge of deen, is not something that we must take lightly. We must ask ourselves, that when it comes to the schooling of the child, how much of fikr is made? How much of fikr is made for the schooling of the child? The child needs to go into high school. Already from 1 year in advance, we are finding out now which is the best school. We need to go and apply, make sure that they got placed in that school for our child. I ask you, when our child reaches grade 7 in madrasa, do we have any fikr that how is this child now going to better his Islamic education? Does it even cross our mind? Grade 7, you finish madrasa, now you finish, carry on, class. So when it comes to deen, grade 7 knowledge is sufficient. But when it comes to school, no. Grade 7 can never be sufficient. He must finish matric, plus he must go to university, he needs to get some degree. Why? Because he can earn a rozi. So as I said in the beginning, I'm not saying that is wrong, provided Allah Pak's command is not being broken anyway. I'm not saying it is wrong. But look at the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, طَلَبُ كَسْبِ الْحَلَالِ فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرَائِضِ. The earning of a halal rozi, this is something that is compulsory, but when? After all the other farais, then this is also one farz. But the other farais come first. Now with regards to acquiring ilm, here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَوْ مُسْلِمَةٍ. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the acquiring of deeni knowledge, this is farz, is compulsory upon every Muslim, male and female. Here Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't say that the acquiring of deeni knowledge is farz after the other farais. But earning of a rozi is farz after the other farais. But where is mine and your priority? Mine and your priority, where is it? If you have to hear today that your brother took his child out of school in grade 7, now it becomes a cause of concern. You will ask, now what are you going to do with this child? What is he going to do with his life? How is he going to progress? It becomes a big problem in the family. Everybody is talking, everybody is up in arms, the granny is phoning and taking off. How can you take your child out of school? But 90% of our children, their level of Islamic education is till grade 7 if you're lucky. If you're lucky till grade 7, that is the level of their Islamic education. And the time that they spent to acquire that education was 2 hours a day. Whereas they spent 5-6 hours a day acquiring their dunyavi education. And when they came up to grade 7 in that dunyavi education, still we say it's not enough. They must continue. And they need to go for tuition also. But for deen, grade 7 is fine. No problem. He can come out now. Now he doesn't have to learn anything more. He's qualified. Wallahi, we are going to be answerable for this. We are going to be answerable for this. That do we take our deen so cheap? Do we take the inheritance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to have such a low value? That we can only sacrifice 2 hours a day of our child's life till the child comes to grade 7, after that finish. No problem. Alhamdulillah, nowadays we have Islamic schools. So after grade 7, the child continues in the Islamic school. So at least little bit education, some deeni education he is getting there. But the unfortunate thing is, even in the Islamic schools, even in the Islamic schools, as the child goes up in the grades, the time is cut short for the Islamic education. Whereas it's supposed to be the other way around. Now the child is coming to bulugh, more time supposed to be given for Islamic education. But as the child is going up in the grades, the time is cut short for the Islamic education. And I have mentioned this before, that if a person has to fail English, he will not progress to the next grade. But if he can't read Quran Sharif, he will still progress to the next grade. So where is our importance to our deen? Where is that importance to our deen? I don't want to even go into the other part of it, that the doctors in Maritzburg, they only work in the afternoon. All of them, they're off in the morning. They don't work in the morning. The dentists don't work in the morning. They only work in the afternoon. The shops are closed in the morning. They only open in the afternoon. Because every child that got a doctor's appointment, we couldn't get it in the morning. The child can't miss school for the doctor's appointment. The doctor's appointment has to be made in the afternoon. Dental appointment has to be made in the afternoon. Dressmaker, you have to go in the afternoon. Wedding shopping have to be in the afternoon. Eid shopping in the afternoon. Mother only gets a headache in the afternoon. Everything only happens in the afternoon. For the school time, we got our lift, we got lift club, everything. If somebody is on the deathbed also, we still can send our child to school. But when it comes to madrasa, the slightest excuse, and we are not bothered if the child doesn't attend. And then how much of time do we give to the child after madrasa for madrasa work? Wallahi, as the years are going, we see the apathy in the parents' attitude towards madrasa. If you have a communication book, just to get a signature in the communication book is too much to ask. But let the school say that they got some project. Then we'll run around with the child, library, here. The mother will do the project herself. But to sit with the child's takti, to sit with the child's yes or no Quran, this is too much to ask. So how are we going to answer in front of Allah when the child is going to say, our own child will stand in front of Allah and say, Ya Allah, my parents never emphasized this deeni knowledge on me. From small, they showed deeni knowledge can be sacrificed. Then what jawab are we going to give? So we must take the education of our children seriously. Today is so sad, is so sad. Even the child who wants to do hifz, the child who wants to do hifz also, even the hifz class is not taken seriously. The person is absent, father got headache, son got toeache, this happened, that happened, carry on. Just carry on. We are sending our child to learn Quran, to memorize the Quran Sharif. But this is our attitude. We just carry on. What happens, happens, what don't happen, carry on. But let it be in school. Let the child just come down a few marks in school. And then see how parishan we become. How worried we become. Because our emphasis has become dunya. Our emphasis has become dunya. When the child is walking from home to school, then the most that the child will acquire is some knowledge for this dunya. But when the child is walking from home to madrasa, then what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman sahalallahu lahu bihi tariqan ilal jannah. That person who is taking a path, he is going in a direction to acquire some deeni knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making his road to Jannat easy. Wallahi, when that mother is driving her child to the maktab, when the father is driving the child to the maktab, that father and mother is driving that child to Jannat. He is putting the child or she is putting the child on the road to Jannat. So we must take this deeni education very, very seriously. The importance of it needs to come into our hearts. And we must give more importance to deeni education than school. If the child missed school, that is acceptable. But a child cannot miss madrasa. If the child got a headache, the child rather miss school. But mustn't miss madrasa. We must emphasize on our children. And they are those parents. They are those parents who emphasize this on their children, and you can see the difference in those children. So with regards to the ilm of our children, we have the facility, the maktab with Allah Pak's fazal, Allah Pak's karam, we have the facility where we have from grade R right up to grade 7. The maktab facility is there. Last year we tried, we said, we will get in a grade 8. We will provide the facility for a grade 8. And let us try and bring it up to grade 10. But unfortunately, there was no real interest from the children. You get 4 or 5 children, they say they want to come. One day 2 come, one day 1 comes, one day nobody comes. Now how do you have a class? How do you even say, no, let's make a mustaqil class and put a teacher there to teach only this grade 8 children? I had taken out that time myself from my own class. We didn't get another teacher. And so we see how it goes. And if the numbers are there, the children are interested, then we get a separate teacher only to teach them. But it's not working out. But go and see in the school. All our children are full up there in the school. So how come we full up in the school, but we can't be full up in the madrasa? So from grade R to grade 7, there is a facility. Then for those of our girls who have finished their primary school, what work does a girl have in high school and university and all that, a Muslimah girl? Her work is going to be in the house. She has to look after her children, look after her husband, live her life Islamically, and pass on Islamic morals and education to her children. That is her job as a Muslimah mother. Her job as a Muslimah mother is not to have her iPad and her car keys and jump in her car in the morning 7 o'clock and go to work and come back in the evening. That's not her job. Allah Pak gave her izzat. She must be at home looking after these flowers that are growing up. So for our girls who have completed their primary school and they are not going into high school, then we have a facility for them, a 4-year course that takes place in the morning from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock, where they are taught all the branches of deen. All the branches of deen. We must remember the child at grade 7, at what level can you really talk to the child? Can you prepare a child for marriage at grade 7? We can't. We need that child at a later age. Now when the child is 16, 17, 18 years old, now we can teach the child. So we have a facility from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock where the bigger girls who are not going to school and all that, they can come away to the madrasa from 8 o'clock to 12 o'clock and they can learn their deen. And for the men folk, this class is taking place in the masjid all the time. Every morning after Fajr there is either tafsir or hadith taking place. After Maghrib there is something taking place. After Isha there is something taking place. On a Monday night there is fiqh classes taking place. Fazail Kitab is being read every morning after Fajr. Fazail Kitab, the virtues of different ibadah that is being read. So we got no excuse. For the ladies, we have classes Mondays and Thursdays, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. They are being taught tafsir, they are being taught hadith, they are being taught Islamic history, fiqh. All these things are being taught. So what jawab, what excuse do we have in the court of Allah, why we never acquire the ilm? The facility is there. We need to utilize it. Ladies' ta'lim takes place in the locality. It's written on the board, what is the address, what is the times. Fazail is being discussed there. But we are not utilizing this. And make dua, it is our intention that as we have a facility for the girls, we need to now create a facility for the boys. Those boys that have completed matric, every student you talk to now, they say they want a gap year. Before they go to university, they want a gap year. And some are not going to go to university. They are going to go into their father's business or whatever it is. So we want to create a facility for them, that when they finish off, those 17, 18, 19, 20 year old young men of the Ummat, we want to create a facility for them where they have a 1-year course. They must come spend a gap year with us. We'll fill in the gap. They come and spend 1 year with us. And in that 1 year, full-time course, 1 year for them, where they do a whole refresher course on deen. Every branch of deen must be taught to them. And then prepare them for what is the rules of business. You're going into business, what is the rules of that? You're going to get married, what is the rules of that? All these things must be taught to them so that they are equipped, they have the equipment with them, and when they go out, now they live their life as a proper Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, grant the entire ummah tawfiq.